God. Good testimonies, aren't there, this morning? And everyone's got a testimony. It's just your story. And a story of how Jesus changed our lives. Transformation. That's what we, as Christians, should endeavor to see in our communities. The people's lives will be transformed. And, you know, even though they may go to another church, that's okay, as long as they're transformed. That's the main thing, friends, not to join our church. The main thing is transformation. And that's happening, praise God. We believe that that's the heart of this church, is that people's lives will be transformed. And our own as well. Because on my back, there's still an L. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get there. But with the grace of God, I'll arrive at heaven's gates and the letter's in. Not because I've got an American Express card, not because I've got degrees, not because of anything like that, just because I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the main thing, friends, to surrender your life to Jesus. And if you haven't done that this morning, it's the greatest thing that you'll ever do. I did it as a young lad. I did it when I was 15 years of age. And I'm saying 15 because before that, it didn't mean that much to me. When I, you know, surrendered my life to Jesus, I just went through the motions. But I realized when I was 15 that when I engaged in work and when I engaged in the world, didn't have anything to offer me. But Jesus did. And if you have tasted of Jesus' power, you will be absolutely transformed. Your life will be turned upside down. Your life will never be the same if you experience God's power. That's what it's all about, friends, is that you can receive the power of God in your life. It's not just a case of saying a prayer. It's not just a case of repenting, although we need to do that. It's serving God with a surrendered heart, a life, surrender to Him, and open your life so He can fill it with His power. And He fills it. Once you say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit, He fills you with the power of God. And all the things that hurt you, all the things that have hurt you in the past, can be healed by the power of God. Everything can be healed by the power of God. Emotions can be healed. Hearts that have been hurt can be healed. Lives that have been destroyed can be healed because of the power of God. And I just sense God here this morning. You know, I've got a message to preach, but I've said to the Lord, if you don't want me to preach it, I won't preach it. Because we're not restricted by this, friends. This study, they're good, but we're not restricted. We're not bound by tradition. God could do anything this morning, and God could speak through any vessel this morning that's surrendered to Him. And this morning, when we were singing that last song, Jesus cares for you. There's a phrase there, He's the rock of my salvation. I want to say that Jesus is the rock that doesn't roll. He's the rock that doesn't roll. He's firm. He's solid. And you can build your life on it. And I've been doing that for 30 or nearly 40 years. I've been building my life, maybe more, I don't know. I wasn't good at arithmetic anyway, so. But he build, you know, you can build your life on something solid. The Bible talks about a wise man. It's talking about wisdom. If you want to be wise, give Jesus your life. If you want to be wise in this world, give him your whole life. Don't look at it as a list of regulations. Don't look at serving Jesus and loving Jesus as a list of do's and don'ts. It's not that, friends. The rock of my salvation and the rock that doesn't roll is Jesus. And he will keep you as an anchor of the soul, right? You will have an anchor. You won't drift. You won't get into situations where you know you shouldn't have gone or shouldn't have been, because he'll guide you. He'll keep you on the rock. The rock. The Bible talks about two people. The one on the rock, the man who built his house upon a rock, and the man who built his house upon the sand. And there are people in this place tonight, this evening, that are building their lives on the sand. You're building your life on sand and you're sinking. You're sinking this morning. Because you're not on the rock, Christ Jesus. I don't know why I'm looking down here. But the rock that doesn't roll is so solid. And when you build your life on him, there's structure. There's security. There's a firmness that when the storms of life come, the storms of life will not knock you down. You might get knocked down, but you won't get knocked out. You might get knocked down, but you won't get knocked out of the game of life. But the Lord, I believe, is saying this morning, make sure that your feet is on the rock. We were on holiday in Tenerife. That's one big rock, isn't it? This last week, you know, or the week before as well. And we didn't see much of the island. We only went 500 yards from the hotel. You know, it was nice to have a rest, nice to, you know, just chill out and enjoy the sunshine and enjoy everything like that. And but Tenerife is an organic lump of rock. Basically, that's what it is. And, you know, if you were standing on the rock, you know, and I could see from the hotel, the waves, some were surfing on the waves. They were that big. The waves were coming and crashing against the rock. And that's life, isn't it? It's how life comes at you. And life has either been good for you or it's been bad for you so far. Might have been a mixture. But there are experiences we go through. There are crises or crisis that we go through. And those crises, friends, they're not from God. The Bible says that there is a power at work in this world, and there's a kingdom called the kingdom of darkness, and that kingdom wants to take every person who believes in Jesus out. He don't want you to be a witness for Jesus, right? He hates Jesus, and his name's Satan. Satan, he hates everyone who stands for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he sends these storms. Guarantee, of course, I must say that a lot of the things people go through are bad choices. And you haven't made the right choices in the past. And when you make the wrong choices, you can actually be on like a spiral. And it seems like it's never ending. It could be a roller coaster that it won't stop. It's one thing after another. You know, you take two steps forward and one step forward, two steps back. That's it. And the man who built, the person who built his house upon sand, is building on materialism. She is building on things that are temporal, things that only pass, or only lasting, and they pass in this life for a short space of time. 70 is your given lot. 70, for those who are not educated, what's a score? 20. So 20 times 3 is 60. Isn't it? Yeah. Plus 10 is 70. Right? So 70 years. And if you compare them, and we need to compare 70 years to an eternity, because there is eternal life. Jesus promised eternal life, but there is an eternal damnation. It is an eternal damnation. The Bible talks about the life that Jesus offers is abundant life, and it is everlasting. And I have it. Many people in this place have it now. You know, I have everlasting life. You know, I haven't drank anything to make me live forever, only the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to live forever. You know that movie, Fame? I'm going to live forever. I'm going to know how to fly or something. But in a spiritual sense, you know, I am going to live forever. You know, when we sang a song there, you know, bless the Lord, O my soul, the last verse says, when that day comes, and it's coming to all of us, we'll all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. When that day comes, we'll enter into his presence. This wonderful body of mine will decay. I don't know if I'm going to be buried or cremated. I haven't got a clue, right? You can do what you want with me, Carol, if I go before you. All right? I haven't given much thought. Anyway, I'm not going to live forever here. Right, and if I get 70 years, I'll be very thankful. I may get more, I don't know. But I'm ready to go to be with the Lord. And I'm ready to meet him. You might say, well, you're getting on, so you are ready. I'm only 30. I'm only 20. I want to say, friends, that eternity, compared with your life, our life on this earth is like a drop in a bucket. We're going to live forever. I'm going to praise God forever. I'm going to enjoy his presence forever. And I'm going to, you know, have no more worries. There'll be no more pain, Teresa. Hallelujah. There'll be no more pain. God will wipe away all tears. We've been singing about it this morning. Your tears will dry. The scars will heal. And friends, that's what we're on about this morning. That if you've been hurt, if the waves and the storms of life have been hard and have damaged you, if you have scars of the past, Jesus heals. Jesus cares. Amen. Jesus cares this morning. And he cares. But if you want to take Jesus at his word, you've got to be standing on that rock. Amen. It's no good living on the sand. You'll sink. Your life will be... Things need to change. God is in the business of changing people's lives. That's what transformation is. And I want to pray, and I want to ask every person here, this morning, it's your opportunity to surrender, give your life to God. Totally. Amen. It's not a stage by stage thing. You don't grow into being born again. You don't grow into it. Happens the minute you surrender your life to Jesus. The minute you said, that thief on the cross, he said, Lord, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he was just about to die. Remember me. And I want to say that salvation can be instantaneous. And it all depends on your cry to God in your heart and your life. And if you call on the name of the Lord this morning, you will be saved. God's word tells us. His promises are true. Father, I just pray that you will help us this morning. I pray that you will, Lord Jesus, just minister to those, Lord, who you are speaking to right now. Lord, I pray that, Lord, they won't have a stubbornness. They won't dig their heels in. Lord, they'll stop fighting you they've fought you for so long. And I pray that they'll surrender their lives to you. Lord, it's not what we can do, it's what you can do for them, Lord. Lord, the church can't save. Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus, who died on that cross for us, paid the price for your sin, my sin. He paid that price so that you would live for eternity with him, that you would spend eternity with him. He bought you back. He paid the price. He paid the debt. The debt he didn't know. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay. And we needed someone to take our sin away. If you want your sin taken away this morning, if you want to receive the salvation that Jesus offers, I want you to call on the name of the Lord. It doesn't have to be a fancy prayer. Just say, Lord, save me this morning. I give my life to you. You've got to do it yourself, friends. I'm not going to pray a pattern prayer. You do it yourself. You call on the name of the Lord. And if you're sincere and you really mean it, you will become standing on that rock, the rock Christ Jesus. Don't remain in the sand. Destruction, devastation, and you will be lost eternally. And the Bible talks about an eternal place of torment. Receive Jesus. Holy Spirit will allow you to do your work. Do it now. If you have spoken to someone this morning, Lord, through your Spirit, then let, Lord Jesus, salvation come to this house. Let the transformation come. Let there be a testimony, a witness from the people who are giving their lives to Jesus this morning. Now is the time to do it, friends. If you're going to do it now. You know, talk to God. Tell him that you want him in your life and that you want to surrender your life to him. Lord, we know that salvation is by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit draws people to Jesus. So, Lord, I pray that you will continue to do your work. And Lord, we pray that no one shall leave this place, Lord, undecided, in the sand, in the mud and the mire and the sinkingness and no hope. We pray that they'll be on the rock, Christ Jesus. They'll be standing on the rock with hope and purpose in their life. This morning, I pray. Amen.